Yeah.
Sounds cool. Good. Well, I like your script. This will be fun.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's see. Just before we get started here, so is this your first time recording for the for a radio piece?
It's my second.
Second time. Okay, cool. And do you have any other experiences that add to this sort of thing, like acting or singing or stand-up comedy or anything like that?
No.
No? Okay.
Not yet.
And I'm also kind of tone deaf, so voice has never been my thing.
Okay. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. I'm going to have you, we're just going to rehearse now, and just for the first section, just so I can get a sense of how you're reading. And then we're just going to do a bit of back and forth. And just one thing to keep in mind is even if we end up working over a sentence or two, like several times, that doesn't mean you're doing a bad job. It just means that we're just trying to work on getting it just right. And everyone goes through this process, even the top professionals. They, you know, they'll do, you know, multiple takes over and over and over again just to make sure they get it right. So even if we do something five times, it's not, you know, don't start getting frustrated or worried that you're not doing a good job, because it's just like, you know, you're an instrument and we're just trying to hit the right tone, and sometimes it takes a little bit of back and forth on it.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Cool. So just give me, this is rehearsal. So Jeff, keep me potted up during this, because this is not going to be a keeper. Just Abby, read me your first track.
Over the past 10 years, traditional conservatives have cut taxes for the wealthy and sought to shrink the size of government. Along the way, they've been wooing the Christian right to support their cause. Their success has been largely invisible because the Christian right is most active on issues like abortion and gay marriage. But the alliance has had an impact in the Washington Beltway. The Christian right swung their support behind President Bush's 2001 and 2003 tax cuts. They were also part of a broad coalition supporting the child tax credit, a rather complicated tax deduction for those with children. Tom McCloskey is the Vice President of Government Affairs and Chief Lobbyist of the Family Research Council, a conservative Christian advocacy group. He explains why he thinks President Bush's tax cuts were good.
Okay, cool. Good. I like your voice. There's a couple things. First of all, you read really well, so I'm happy, because I think we're going to be able to do a great job on this. First of all, you have the same cadence and intonation for every single sentence. I'll just point out what you're doing, and then we're going to work on it a little bit. And what you're doing is very common, is that you're going down all the way through the sentence. You're saying, like, mm-hmm. over the past 10 years, traditional conservatives have cut their taxes to the wealthy and sought to shrink the size of government.
Mm-hmm.
Along the way, they've been wooing the Christian right to support their cause.
Yeah.
I'm not mocking you. I'm just
trying to say it's
hard,
it's hard
for us to know how we sound, and then that's why we have other people listen. So
mm-hmm.
so that's what your cadence is, okay? And we need to fix it, okay? So what I want you to try to do, actually, let's first patch up a couple things here real quickly. I don't think it's necessary to have that pause where you have written pause.
Okay.
After 2003 tax cuts. So
okay.
Don't keep that pause there. Okay. Your first three paragraphs are really important here, because you're setting up the story. And so you need to kind of think about selling me just a little bit more on it. Okay. So it is kind of interesting and exciting. It's a new concept that a lot of people, I don't think, have really thought about, is this merging of Christian right taking on issues related to tax cuts, okay? So sell me just a little bit more on it, like with the same sort of zeal that maybe you had when you tripped across this issue and started working on it. So try to recapture some of that enthusiasm for the story as you're starting to tell me about the story. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. And let me give you a couple hints on trying to work with the inflections. Start a little bit higher at the beginning of the sentences, okay? So start like this. Over the past 10 years, okay, if you start just going up a little bit at the beginning, it's going to set you up a little bit more for doing something a little bit different with the cadence. So something like, over the past 10 years, traditional conservatives have cut taxes for the wealthy and sought to shrink the size of government. Okay, you just told me, like, that's what they've been doing, these traditional conservative people, okay? Along the way, they've been wooing the Christian right to support their cause. Their success has been largely invisible because the Christian right is most active on issues like abortion and gay marriage. But the alliance has had an impact in the Washington Beltway. Okay? So think so. Two things: start a little bit higher, and also remember what got you really interested in the story in the first place. And Jeff is going to pop me out right now. So just run through it, and don't worry about making mistakes for this particular take. And then stop when you get to the last sentence at the end of this track, and we'll talk, okay?
Okay. I'm nervous, so.
You're nervous?
I'm nervous.
That's all right. Everyone's nervous. And what you should do right now, though, is take two good deep breaths, and not just those quick ones, you know, just kind of... really get a good deep breath, because you have a lot of control of your voice when you have a good deep breath, okay? And remember to breathe at the end of each sentence, too. So you get to shrink the size of government along the way. And for some people, when they're just getting started on this, they're worried about a microphone recording a breath. But it's actually really helpful for listeners to hear the breath, because then they start losing their breath if they don't hear someone breathing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to breathe. So shrink the size of government along the way they've been. And if you give yourself nice big hits of air at the end of each sentence, you're going to have a lot of control, and your nervousness is going to go away as well. Okay, give me a take on this one. And actually, just give me the first two paragraphs. We're going to stop at the end of Washington Beltway.
Okay. Over the past 10 years, traditional conservatives have cut taxes for the wealthy and sought to shrink the size of government. Along the way, they've been wooing the Christian right to support their cause. Their success has been largely invisible because the Christian right is most active on issues like abortion and gay marriage. But the alliance has had an impact in the Washington Beltway.
Very good. Big improvement. Okay, let's just smooth that a little bit here. Start up again. On over the past 10 years, traditional conservatives have cut taxes for the wealthy and sought to shrink the size of government. And it's good to kind of read. You're thinking about not going too fast, but also not pausing too much between all the words. It's a nice, even cadence on the words themselves. So over the past 10 years, traditional conservatives cut taxes for the wealthy and sought to shrink the size of government. So I'm reading slowly, but I'm not taking big pauses between all the words.
Uh-huh. Okay? What about between sentences?
I'm sorry, what about what?
Between sentences.
Between sentences, that's when you're going to take a breath. Okay, and you're not going to take a huge pause either, but that's a time for you to think how you're going to attack your sentence, but you're not going to take a big pause.
Okay.
So along the way, they've been wooing the Christian right to support their cause. Their success has been largely invisible because the Christian right is most active on issues like, okay, and you're doing great. I think we're going to nail it. So why don't you give me the first two paragraphs again? And big deep breath.
Okay. Over the past 10 years, traditional conservatives have cut taxes for the wealthy and sought to shrink the size of government. Along the way, they've been wooing the Christian right to support their cause. Their success has been largely invisible because the Christian right is most active on issues like abortion and gay marriage. But the alliance has had an impact in the Washington Beltway.
Perfect. Just give me Washington Beltway nice and clearly. Impact in the Washington Beltway.
Impact in the Washington Beltway.
Perfect. Good job. Oh, one more time, actually. You dropped down on the Beltway.
Yeah.
So has it an impact in the Washington Beltway?
Impact in the Washington Beltway.
No.
No.
Impact in the Washington Beltway.
Impact in the Washington Beltway.
You're eating Washington just a little bit.
I'm doing what?
Eating.
Word a little bit.
Swallowing
eating.
Word.
You're not it's not crispy enunciated-wise.
Okay.
So big deep breath. Just read that last sentence.
Impact in the Washington Beltway.
More time. Maybe it's just on the telephone, but it sounds like you're not getting Washington.
Washington?
Yeah, Washington.
Yeah. Impact in the Washington Beltway.
Okay, back up and just take a breath. Give yourself a running start. Say gay marriage breath, but the alliance has had an impact in the Washington Beltway.
Like abortion and gay marriage, but the alliance has had an impact in the Washington Beltway. But the alliance has had an impact in the Washington Beltway.
Perfect. Good job. Okay, nice. Okay, just say in your microphone, keep that previous take.
Say
keep previous take.
Keep previous take.
Okay, now let's work on this one, the Christian right. Okay, so here, so the idea is that they've had an impact, right? The Christian right swung their support behind President Bush's 2001 and 2003 tax cuts. They were also part of a broad coalition. Okay, so same idea. Okay, just remember the concept that you're going for here at the beginning of the Christian right. And we're going to do these next two paragraphs.
Okay.
Let me give you one more hint. When we get to Tom McCloskey, just kind of pretend that you're, that he, oh, first of all, is this interview tape or is this tape of him speaking someplace?
Interview.
Okay, good. That's what I thought. Okay. So it's like you're introducing him to, you just walked into your friend's apartment or house or whatever, and you're introducing Tom to them.
Yeah.
Tom McCloskey is the vice president. Okay. So you're like, you know, almost like you're putting your hand on his back and just introducing him. Okay. Just kind of have that idea in your mind.
Okay. I'll try.
And, okay, good. And big, deep breath again. You're doing great. So then the Christian right swung.
The Christian right swung their support behind President Bush's 2001 and 2003 tax cuts. They are also part of a broad coalition supporting the child tax credit, a rather complicated tax deduction for those with children. Tom McCloskey is the vice president of government.
Okay, this is good. You got the paragraph just before, just fine. Don't go up quite so high on Tom McCloskey,
mm-hmm.
and starting to rush the words just a little bit.
Yeah.
Remember, it's not a matter of just reading really slow. It's just really sort of hitting each word like it's a note, okay? So Tom McCloskey is the vice president of government affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Tom McCloskey is the vice president of government affairs and chief lobbyist of the Family Research Council. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Tom McCloskey is the vice president of government affairs and chief lobbyist of the Family Research Council, a conservative Christian advocacy group. He explains why he thinks President Bush's tax cuts were good.
Okay. Is it easier to say, and tell me if it's okay with you if you wanted to say this, but couldn't you just say that he supported President Bush's tax cuts?
Yeah.
He supports President Bush's tax cuts?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and just start at Tom McCloskey again.
Okay.
And take a deep breath. I think you're losing a little bit of breath right now.
Tom McCloskey is the vice president of government affairs and chief lobbyist of the Family Research Council, a conservative Christian advocacy group. He supported President Bush's tax cuts.
He supported President Bush's tax cuts.
He supported President Bush's tax cuts.
Good. Let's see. I think supports is, I know we're talking about 2001.
Oh, he supports.
Yeah.
Okay. He supports President Bush's tax cuts. Oh, you wanted me to go down.
He supports President Bush's tax cuts.
He supports President Bush's tax cuts.
Good. And actually, on he, just keep it kind of flat now. Just he supports President Bush's tax cuts.
He supports President Bush's tax cuts.
Perfect. Good job. Okay. Moving on. Abby 2. Okay, give me a quick rehearsal on this one.
What does this mean? In the short term, making the Bush tax cuts of 2001 to 2003 permanent. But McCloskey says they have new goals.
Okay, so it's you need a so before, so what does this mean? Is it, I feel like it just needs to be a little
okay.
bit more conversational.
Yeah.
What does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
Short term, so you're answering your own question. So what does this mean? In the short term, making the Bush tax cuts of 2001 to 2003 permanent. Okay.
Okay. So what does this mean? In the short term, making the Bush tax cuts of 2001 to 2003 permanent. But McCloskey says they have new goals.
Okay. Close. Let's do it. So what does this mean? Like a little bit, a little reflective. Okay. Don't go up on the so in this case. So what does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
In the short term, and then go up on this in the short term.
So what does this mean? In the short term, making the Bush tax cuts of 2001 to 2003 permanent. But McCloskey says they have new goals.
Good. I like that. I like the last two sentences, but let's work a little bit more on so what does this mean? So what does this mean?
So okay. what does this mean?
Watch the
keep it,
shuffling.
Just
of
a little
that.
Bit more quiet, a little more reflective.
Okay. Say it again, okay?
So like this. So it comes out of the clip. So we believe tax cuts should definitely be fairer, simpler, lower. So what does this mean?
So what does this mean?
Good. A little bit softer on it.
So what does this mean?
So what does this mean?
Perfect. Just help me with an edit then. Just say that one more time. I don't care how you say it, but then give me a breath and start and say in the short term.
So what does this mean in the short term?
Good. Did you breathe?
A little bit, yeah. You want me to do it again?
Give me exaggerated.
Okay.
So what does it mean in the short term?
Okay. So what does this mean? Ooh, shoot. Well, that does a lot of good. I have to call you back, Greg. Bye. He's really going to be happy with me. Sorry. Okay. So what does this mean? In the short term...
Okay, good. Nice. Okay, let's say keep previous take.
Keep previous take.
Yeah, let's do MP3 now.
Hold on a second. I noticed that you're looking down and so the mic's not picking up.
Okay.
All right. Give us a second.
Just wait.
Yeah, the springs are still vibrating here. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait to re- okay.
We're ready.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. So on this one, so they can deduct from the overall taxes. Okay, so this is kind of back to what we've been doing. So, but the Family Research Council has a longer goal, term goal too. Okay, so start a little bit high in bud, and take a deep breath, and then here again, you're sort of making a little bit more. I want you to be kind of not like overly enthusiastic about it, but have it in your heart again that this is, you know, this is important and this is something revealing and interesting for someone to hear for the first time. So just give it a little bit of storytelling flavor as you're talking about this. And go ahead.
But the Family Research Council has a longer-term goal, too, dismantling the progressive income tax. In the current tax system, you're taxed at a higher rate for the money you make over, say, $100,000 than the money you make under that. Even with all the deductions and tax cuts for rich people, this protects moderate-income people from higher taxes and helps to place the tax burden more on those who can afford it. McCloskey explained.
Okay. Abby, you went back to kind of going, dropping down on the end.
Oh, okay.
Sentences. Let me just try it and just to get something different in your ear. But the Family Research Council has a longer-term goal, too. Dismantling the progressive income tax. I like the way you said that. So nice pause. Dismantling the progressive income tax.
In the current system is fine, right? Okay.
Okay, good. In the current system, you're taxed at a higher rate for the money you make over, say, $100,000 than the money you make under that. So kind of use your hands to sort of explain that, like you're at a dinner party explaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that'll help it out a little bit. So then you make over, say, $100,000 than the money you make under that. Even with all the deductions and tax cuts for rich people, this protects moderate-income people from higher taxes and helps to place the tax burden more on those who can afford it. McCloskey, now, on this end here, so he's saying that they're against the progressive income tax, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you say McCloskey explained, are you essentially saying he explained why he's opposed to that?
Yeah. Actually, this was an edit of theirs, so they tried to make my lead-in shorter.
Oh, right. Well, that's not right then. So I was thinking that maybe just to make it a little bit more conversational, to place the tax burden more on those who can afford it. So what's wrong with that?
Okay.
Now, I would probably edit the McCloskey tape to start with there, we think, going to a system instead of starting with five, but I don't know how it's going to be.
Okay. Well, I think you're the one who's going to be doing it, so.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So why don't we try that and again, sort of give it a little bit of that storytelling flavor here, okay? Because this is new, progressive income tax. They're going to dismantle it. Big stuff. What the heck is a progressive income tax? Well, it's this thing, $100,000 over, taxing more. You know, give me a little bit of good flavor when you're telling the story. And go ahead.
But the Family Research Council has a longer-term goal, too, dismantling the progressive income tax. In the current system, you're taxed at a higher rate for the money you make over, say, $100,000 than the money you make under that. Even with all the deductions and tax cuts for rich people, this protects moderate-income people from higher taxes and helps to place the tax burden more on those who can afford it. So what's wrong with that?
Oh, you nailed that, Abby. Good job.
Oh, good.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, Abby 4, give me a quick rehearsal.
Simpler on families. An important goal, but it's not easy to have a clear message on such a complex issue as taxes. The idea was a long time coming, according to Rich Marr, a doctoral student at the City University of New York. He found two phases. First, the right invested in rethinking how it talks about taxes. Then it spread the word through right-wing networks. That's how it worked in 2001 when the right managed to repeal the estate tax on large transfers of wealth, at least until 2010 when Congress has to vote again to make it permanent.
I'm just trying to think. Just help me get situated with the characters here. So Rich Marr, he did research into how the right wing is trying to get together a more simple message on taxes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Okay. And so then in his research, he found that there were two phases. They first rethinking about taxes. He then spread the word. Okay. So I think you need to punch things up a little bit here then. So I think you should have, I think that you're doing a really good job about sounding balanced, but here, simpler on families, I think you should sound a little skeptical there.
Okay.
Okay, not too much, not over the top, but simpler on families. And then maybe even skeptical in terms of, like, how the heck do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about taxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Simpler on families, not with a question mark, but just sound a little bit cynical, I think, is going to help it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So simpler on families, it's not easy to have a clear message on such a complex issue as taxes. The idea was a long time coming, according to Rich Marr, a doctoral student at the City University of New York who's researched the matter. He found there were two phases. First, right invested in rethinking how it talks about taxes. Then it spread the word through. So hit the first, hit the then, emphasize what happened then, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it worked in 2001 when the right managed to repeal the estate tax on large transfers of wealth, at least until 2010, okay? Okay, so you get the idea. So just a little bit of attitude on simpler on the families, not too much though, whatever you're comfortable with. And then you need to kind of tell the story a little bit. So first, emphasize that, then emphasize that. Okay, let's give it a shot.
Okay. Simpler on family. No, boy. Say it again for me, would you?
I would maybe try, like, simpler on families.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Simpler on families? It's not easy to have a clear message on such a complex issue as taxes. The idea was a long time coming, according to Rich Marr, a doctoral student at the City University of New York. He found two phases. First, the right invested in rethinking how it talks about taxes. Then it spread the word through right-wing networks. That's how it worked in 2001, when the right managed to repeal the estate tax on large transfers of wealth, at least until 2010, when Congress has to vote again to make it permanent.
Oh, good. You're really close on this one. Really, really close. And you saw where you need to clean up a little bit on that last sentence. So on Rich Marr, when you get to Rich Marr, the idea was a long time coming, according to Rich Marr. Okay, so you just kind of dropped it down a little too much on Rich, and you're right, you don't want to, like, you know, Rich Marr, you know,
mm-hmm.
and everything else, but you dropped it down a little too much. It sounded like we'd heard of him before, so this is the first time we've heard him, though.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, but everything was just right, so just hit Rich Marr a little bit more. The idea was a long time coming, according to Rich Marr, a doctoral student, okay, you got that, and then that's how it worked in 2001 when the right managed to repeal the estate tax on large transfers of wealth, at least until 2010 when Congress. So again, there, when you get there, it's not brand new information, but you need to hit all those bases to kind of like resituate the listener a little bit more. So you don't need to do too much with it, but just kind of, you know, work through it a little bit more and don't emphasize anything too much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where do you want me to start? That's from
simpler.
Simpler. Simpler on families. It's not easy to have a clear message on such a complex issue as taxes. The idea was a long time coming, according to Rich Marr, a doctoral student at the City University of New York. He found two phases. First, the right invested in rethinking how it talks about taxes. Then it spread the word through right-wing networks. That's how it worked in 2001, when the right managed to repeal the estate tax on large transfers of wealth, at least until 2010, when Congress has to vote again to make it permanent.
Do you need the part about 2010 at this point in the script?
Well, they didn't repeal the estate tax. You know, they, yeah. That's why people don't talk about this stuff, because it's so complicated.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't really go. This is really.
Probably something in the lead, isn't it? I mean, the only reason I'm suggesting is because it's a detail that is not pertinent to the understanding of what we need to get out of this, and it's such a big chunky detail that kind of pulls me away just a little bit.
Okay.
So I assume this is talking about the estate tax. I mean, it's got to be part of it.
Maybe I can rephrase it. That's how it worked in 2001 when the right managed to, repeal the state tax for a few years or something, or temporarily repeal the estate tax.
Maybe we just need to work on this at least until 2010,
I can get rid of on large transfers of wealth. Do you think people kind of know what the estate tax is?
Yeah, I think at this point, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I talked to one tax guy, and he's like, well, you know, the estate tax isn't just on dead people. It's on all transfers of wealth. It's not just when people die, and there's all of this, you know. So I'm trying to be responsible, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And I can get rid of again.
Oh, yeah, both to make it permanent.
That's so that'll...
Okay, yeah. It's just, I think those little things will help out a lot. Okay, so let's try it one more time, and then here's the suggestion for the Rich Marr thing. So the idea was a long time coming. According to, go up on according to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not too much, but according to Rich Marr.
Okay.
Okay, and I liked what you did with simpler on families this last time, so... so if you can remember what you did with
no,
this time,
but I'll try again.
You're suggesting better than mine, but see what you can do with it.
Okay. Simpler on fam. No.
Actually, you know what? Read it however you want to, because I'll just take the cut.
Okay. Simpler on families. It's not easy to have a clear message on such a complex issue as taxes. The idea was a long time coming, according to Rich Marr. Oh, I don't remember how you told me to do it. According to Rich Marr, a doctoral student at the City University of New York. He found two phases. First, the right invested in rethinking how it talks about taxes. Then it spread the word through right-wing networks. That's how it worked in 2001, when the right managed to repeal the estate tax, at least until 2010, when Congress has to vote to make it permanent.
Perfect. Good job.
Okay.
Okay, Abby 5.
Now I know that I should write my parts really, really short.
Yeah.
I've learned a lesson.
Exactly. Yes. Okay, so here, this is, bring back that investigative edge again. So at the heart of that conservative network was Grover Norquist. Okay, bong, bong, bong. Darth Vader music, okay? Mm-hmm. So, I'm not asking you to take a long pause after Grover Norquist, but sort of give me a flavor of storytelling, okay?
Maybe I'll say head.
Like,
okay.
If you're reading this story to, almost like if you sometimes read children's stories to children, and you sort of like milk the details a little bit. You don't want to do that, but sort of think about it as you're reading this part here, okay?
At the heart of that conservative network is Grover Norquist, head of Americans for Tax Reform. He's a friend of the Christian Coalition heavyweight Ralph Reed, and his group laundered the money spread around by convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff.
Okay, give me a little bit more of that sort of, guess what, you're not going to believe this sort of thing.
Okay. At the heart of that conservative network is Grover Norquist, head of Americans for Tax Reform. He's a friend of the Christian Coalition heavyweight Ralph Reed, and his group laundered the money spread around by convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff.
Okay, you're starting to speed up just a little bit too much, so you're doing it just right. Just give it to me one more time.
At the heart of that conservative network is Grover Norquist, head of Americans for Tax Reform. He's a friend of the Christian Coalition heavyweight Ralph Reed, and his group laundered the money spread around by convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff.
It's Norquist Group, right?
The Norquist Group laundered the money, not Christian Coalition.
So Norquist.
And Norquist Group.
Drop the and. So drop the and. So I do it like this. At the heart of that conservative network is Grover Norquist, leader of American for Tax Reform. He's a friend of the Christian Coalition heavyweight, Ralph Reed. Norquist Group laundered the money, okay?
Okay. At the heart of that conservative network is Grover Norquist, head of Americans for Tax Reform. He's a friend of the Christian Coalition heavyweight Ralph Reed. Norquist Group laundered the money spread around by convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Oof.
Okay, do it again, and then I think you're a little too fast at the beginning, too. So
okay.
At the heart of that conservative network, so you're speaking back to that cut.
Okay.
At the heart of that conservative network is Grover Norquist. So pause after network, not long dramatic.
Okay.
At the heart of that conservative network is Grover Norquist, leader of American for Tax Reform. He's a friend of Christian Coalition heavyweight Ralph Reed. And I like the answer. He's a friend of Christian Coalition heavyweight Ralph Reed. Norquist Group laundered the money spread around by. Okay, so add back the end. Sorry about that.
Okay. At the heart of that conservative network is Grover Norquist, head of Americans for Tax Reform. He's a friend of the Christian Coalition heavyweight Ralph Reed. Norquist Group laundered the money spread around by convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Oof.
Okay, one more time. So let me just say about this. So at the heart of that conservative network is Grover Norquist, leader of American for Tax Reform. He's a friend of Christian Coalition heavyweight Ralph Reed. The Norquist Group laundered the money spread around by convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff.
Okay, so I'm putting Ann back in.
Yeah, put Ann.
Okay.
Okay, and then don't go up on he's a friend of. He's a friend of Christian Coalition. Just
okay.
Detail, just letting you know. He's
okay.
A friend of Christian Coalition. Okay.
Right. At the heart of that conservative network is Grover Norquist, leader of Americans for Tax Reform. He's a friend of the Christian Coalition heavyweight Ralph Reed. And Norquist Group laundered the money spread around by convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff.
Perfect. Great work. Okay, next. 96. Drop the and at the beginning of this one.
Okay.
Start with that coalition.
Mm-hmm.
That coalition fought to sunset the estate tax. Okay. And then what was its, when you say it's here, are you referring to the coalition or the estate tax?
Yeah, the tax. What was the tax cut, the cuts?
The impact of the cuts.
How about why? Instead of what was its impact?
Okay. All right, good. Yeah, I like that. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why? Why? Not even 2%. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Oh, instead of it and that one, then by it in 2000, when should they buy the tax?
What?
So when you say not even 2% of American families were affected by the tax.
Okay.
Okay. So it was a good suggestion on the why. So let's do it like that.
Okay.
Okay, and take a big deep breath.
That coalition fought to sunset the estate tax in 2001. Why? Not even 2% of American families were affected by the tax in 2000. But Max Sawicki of the Liberal Economic Policy Institute says that while a few people benefited, the amount the government did not collect is substantial.
Okay. Don't go up on why so much. So you still want to sound a little bit more neutral on
okay.
why. Okay. So why? Not even 2%. Instead, still sound neutral on 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Not even 2%. Okay. So that coalition fought to sunset the estate tax. Okay. And take a deep breath, and you need to kind of... sounding like you're rushing just a little bit
okay.
and just be a little bit more mellow.
Mm-hmm.
Mellow right now. Okay. All right, go for it.
That coalition fought to sunset the estate tax in 2001. Why? Not even 2% of American families were affected by the tax in 2000. But Max Sawicki of the Liberal Economic Policy Institute says that while few people benefited, the amount the government did not collect is substantial.
Good. One more time. You're just slightly too mellow, so I like the adjustment. You're really good at taking direction.
Okay.
So, but just slightly too mellow at the beginning. You warmed up as you got it going. So that coalition fought to sunset the estate tax in 2001. Why? Not even 2%. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
That coalition fought to sunset the estate tax in 2001. Why? Not even 2% of American families were affected by the tax in 2000. But Max Sawicki of the Liberal Economic Policy Institute says that while few people benefited, the amount the government did not collect is substantial.
Perfect. Nailed it. There's a little bit of a hesitation that you probably heard too in mm-hmm. there, but I'll be able to edit that, no problem at all.
Okay.
Good job. Okay, Abby 7.
How about but?
In contrast?
Yeah. Can I say but?
No, you don't need the but.
Okay.
Yeah. So in contrast,
should I just have nothing?
So in contrast, yeah. Let's just start there. That. Okay, give it a try.
So am I starting with in contrast or no?
Yeah, in contrast. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
In contrast, Tom McCloskey doesn't talk much about unequal distribution of wealth. He spent 5 years at the anti-tax group National Taxpayers Union before joining Family Research Council 5 years ago. He acts as a bridge between the secular and religious right-wing worlds.
Nice. I liked it. Good, good, good. Okay, Abby 8.
Who are they working with?
Nice. You're doing great. Abby 9.
Okay. I looked at voter scorecards and found that Congress people supporting the Christian rights views on abortion and gay rights voted down the line with these conservative tax groups. In fact, anti-tax conservatives voted down the line with the Christian right. You really saw the successful merger of the family values ideology with the anti-tax ideology, at least among the Republicans in Congress.
Okay, let's work on this just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you started off just right. So I looked at voter scorecards and found that Congress people supporting the Christian rights views on abortion and gay rights voted down the line with these conservative tax groups. In fact, anti-tax conservatives voted down the line with the Christian rights. You need to give me a contrast. So
mm-hmm.
it's true here, and it's all, and also the you know the reverse was true. So
mm-hmm.
you need to give me the sort of the flavor of this happened, and also this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you really saw the successful merger of the family values ideology with the anti-tax ideology, at least among the Republicans in Congress. So I like that you're being conversational, but spice up just a little bit and give me that contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I looked at voter scorecards and found that Congress people supporting the Christian rights views on abortion and gay rights voted down the line with these conservative tax groups. In fact, anti-tax conservatives voted down the line with the Christian right. You really saw the successful merger of the family values ideology with the anti-tax ideology, at least among the Republicans in Congress.
Hmm. Perfect. Good.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
Okay.
Nice. Were you happy with that one?
What?
Were you happy with that take?
Yeah, I guess so. I can't
yeah,
tell.
Okay.
So.
It's hard to tell. Sometimes you know and sometimes you don't know. You sounded like you might have felt like you could do it better, though. What do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, let's do it one more time, and then Congress People's Party voted down the line with these conservative tax groups. In fact, go up on in fact is a little bit
okay.
In fact, so like this is really revealing actually.
Mm-hmm.
So in fact, anti-tax conservatives voted down the line. So it's voted down the line. You need to do something a little bit different with that phrase for down the line. Voted down the line with the Christian right.
Okay.
And try it one more time.
I looked at voter scorecards and found that Congress people supporting the Christian right's views on abortion and gay rights voted down the line with these conservative tax groups. In fact, anti-tax conservatives voted down the line with the Christian right. You really saw the successful merger of the family values ideology with the anti-tax ideology, at least among the Republicans in Congress.
Give me that last sentence one more time.
Mm-hmm. You really saw the successful merger of the family values ideology with the anti-tax ideology, at least among the Republicans in Congress.
At least among the Republicans in Congress.
At least among the Republicans in Congress.
Perfect. Good. Nice getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'd be 10.
But how far does this anti-tax ideology reach into the evangelical grassroots? McCloskey says he doesn't see his boss often, as he tries to spread the word, in part by visiting family policy councils at the state level.
Abby, did I miss something? Or who's his boss?
McCloskey's boss. I haven't given his name. I figured it wasn't relevant.
It made me think, and especially now that I hear you read, had we heard him before, or
mm-hmm.
we mentioned him before?
No.
How about
instead of saying his boss does it, how about just saying, says his group tries to spread the word?
That part is interesting. McCloskey says his group is trying to spread the word in part by visiting family policy councils at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start at the beginning then of Abby 10.
Okay. But how far does this anti-tax ideology reach into the evangelical grassroots? McCloskey says his group is trying to spread the word, in part by visiting family policy councils at the state level.
Okay, let's try something.
Oh, and then he's saying he's traveling around the country quite a bit. Ooh.
Okay. Oh, right, so we get this.
Yeah.
You can just drop at the state level in part by visiting family policy councils. Oh, hold on. He says he's traveling. Oh, it's his boss who's spreading the word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. I missed that. Okay. You don't want to say his boss's name, then.
Well, at this point, I don't even know what it is. Oh, wait, that's not true. I have my notebook here. Let me see. Yeah, I didn't write down the name.
Okay, that's okay. So we could say, what we really want to say is that McCloskey says the head of the, what was his name, of the Family Policy Council.
How about saying McCloskey says his own boss is traveling all the time to spread the word?
Yeah, Yeah, his own boss is spreading the word. Mm-hmm. I think you say that his own boss is spreading the word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's much or so.
Okay.
How far does this anti-tax ideology reach into the evangelical grassroots? Okay, so you were kind of dropping down a little bit at the end there, too.
Okay.
So let's just bring that up a little bit, actually ask an honest question here. You know?
Okay.
Conversational. But how far does this anti-tax ideology reach into the evangelical grassroots? Bosky says his boss is spreading the word.
Okay. But how far does this anti-tax ideology reach into the evangelical grassroots? McCloskey says his boss is spreading the word, in part by visiting family policy councils at the state level.
Good. One more time. Don't emphasize into. Just reaching. How far does this anti-tax ideology reach into the evangelical grassroots?
Okay. But how far does this anti-tax ideology reach into the But how far does this anti-tax ideology reach into the evangelical grassroots? McCloskey says his boss is spreading the word, in part by visiting family policy councils at the state level.
Good. I liked it. Okay.
Yeah? Okay. This reminds me of tennis, because if you think about it, you're not going to hit the ball, you know? It's like you have to be mindless.
Exactly. You do. You just have to be like, okay, I'm going to look at these words, and they're going to come out of my mouth just fine. Good. And how's everyone's time doing? I know that everyone's busy.
I know. It's taking longer than I...
How much more do we have to have?
We just have... less than... We got one, two... Three,
they're shorter.
Four. Yeah, we got four, five tracks.
Yeah.
Four short and one long.
Luckily, we have the studio. It's amazing. Nobody's kicked us out yet. We're not reserved for this time.
We just took over.
Thank goodness.
It's okay.
Well, we're very busy, so.
Cool. Okay, so let's just recoup a little bit of energy. We're in the home stretch here, so get that good breath and go back to being mellow yet energetic and fired up about the story.
Yeah.
Passing along a little bit of that enthusiasm. And let's go ahead and do Abby 11.
Okay. The Family Research Council is ramping up this anti-tax campaign. A brand new staffer is pulling together a ranking of all the states based on whether they enacted so-called family-friendly tax cuts.
Okay, that was really nice. Your voice is just, you sounded a little bit too ramped up. So
okay.
Just bring it just a notch. Real good, though. I like the energy and okay. The inflection is really nice. Just bring it down just a notch.
The Family Research Council is ramping up this anti-tax campaign. A brand new staffer is pulling together a ranking of all the states based on whether they enacted so-called family-friendly tax cuts.
Okay. So the Family Research Council is ramping up this anti-tax campaign. So just a little more matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Family Research, remember to go up just a little bit at the beginning of this sentence. Family Research Council is ramping up this anti-tax campaign. Okay.
The Family Research Council is ramping up this anti-tax campaign. A brand new staffer is pulling together a ranking of all the states based on whether they enacted so-called family-friendly tax cuts.
Perfect. You nailed it. Good job.
Okay.
Abby 12.
Rich Marr sees this as fertile ground in Christian right thinking for the Family Research Council's campaign to have an impact. Oh, no. I totally read that wrong. Hmm. Wow. This seems to have gotten garbled in the editing. Let me think. Look at this. Do you have it on your computer screen? How are you looking at this?
I've got a printout.
And oh, you do?
The most recent draft, and I've got, just reading through the edits. So Rich Marr sees this as fertile ground in Christian right thinking for the Family Research Council's campaign to have an impact, particularly from...
No, this is totally... I'll rewrite it. Rich Marr sees this as fertile ground in Christian right thinking. It has a lineage or something. Or it's backed. It's backed by... instead of recent... Okay, Rich Marr sees this as fertile ground in Christian right thinking. It's backed by a group of thinkers.
How about just a group?
Uh-huh. So we don't have to say they're Christian reconstructionists. Okay. Rich Marr sees this as fertile ground in Christian right thinking. It's backed by a group of thinkers like Gary North. Can I move on? Or you want? What?
I'm just thinking real quickly. Hang on a sec. Could you say fertile ground for the Christian right?
Okay. How about it's backed by thinkers like Gary North? Okay.
Yeah.
Rich Marr sees this as fertile ground for the Christian right. It's backed by thinkers like Gary North.
Good. Okay, that's nice.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Okay, now Quick Abby 12.
Mm-hmm. Tom McCloskey of the Family Research Council.
Good. Okay. 13.
But not all of the Christian right is as anti-government as McCloskey. And you can find plenty of places in the Bible where Jesus says to pay your taxes.
Nice. I like that.
Okay. Good. Ooh, we're almost done. Yay.
Can you give me Abby 14?
A growing number of conservative evangelicals may agree with groups like the Family Research Council on their opposition to abortion rights and gay rights, but they're making visible their disagreement on other issues. In March, the head of the Family Research Council demanded that the National Association of Evangelicals fire its top policy person, who helped popularize the cause of global warming in the churches. Ooh, that's a weird writing.
Yeah,
the churches are warming. The churches are warming. It's a real problem.
Popularize the cause of stopping global warming or stopping of ending climate change or something.
How about who helped popularize the cause of global warming with church people?
Yeah.
Okay, because that way.
Yep. Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So here, so you're in the home stretch here. And this is kind of like, you know, also, you know, giving us more details about how it's really playing out. So a growing number, so go up on this part here, a growing number of conservative evangelicals may agree with groups like Family Research Council on their opposition to abortion rights and gay rights. But, okay, so just give me a little bit of more nuance in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give it a shot.
Okay. A growing number of conservative evangelicals may agree with groups like the Family Research Council on their opposition to abortion rights and gay rights, but they're making visible their disagreement on other issues. In March, the head of the Family Research Council demanded that the National Association of Evangelicals fire its top policy person, who helped popularize the cause of global warming with church people. The Family Research Council also wanted the group to roll back its 2-year-old anti-poverty platform. The board refused. You get the feeling that, from their point of view, the Family Research Council and its parent organization Focus on the Family have fallen too far into the arms of all those Beltway Republicans like Grover Norquist.
Good, I like that. I heard some banging. Are you hitting the table or something?
No.
No? Okay. All right.
You know, I heard paper shuffling on that track.
Okay. Yeah, it's I had to change pages, so...
Oh, I see. That's the thing. Okay. So give yourself, try it one more time. You're kind of hesitating a little bit between some of the words. And it's sounding
okay.
Like you're reading. So,
uh-huh.
Scoop it out. You're doing really well, though.
Uh-huh.
You're almost there.
A growing number of conservative evangelicals may agree with groups like the Family Research Council on their opposition to abortion rights and gay rights, but they're making visible their disagreement on other issues. In March, the head of the Family Research Council demanded that the National Association of Evangelicals fire its top policy person who helped popularize the cause of global warming with church people. Oof, let me start over. A growing number of conservative evangelicals may agree with groups like the Family Research Council on their opposition to abortion rights and gay rights, but they're making visible their disagreement on other issues. In March, the head of the Family Research Council demanded that the National Association of Evangelicals fire its top policy person, who helped popularize the cause of global warming with church people. The Family Research Council also wanted the group to roll back its 2-year-old anti-poverty platform. The board refused. You get the feeling that, from their point of view, the Family Research Council and its parent organization, Focus on the Family, have fallen too far into the arms of all those Beltway Republicans like Rover Norquist.
Okay, hold on. You need to really kind of hit this out of the park. Okay, so this is kind of the end here, right? Okay, so let's try it one more time. Okay, so the growing number of conservative evangelicals. May agree with groups like the Family Research Council on their opposition to abortion rights and gay rights, but they are making visible, okay, so punch it up there, mm-hmm. May and but, okay, in March, you're not going to say for example, but your voice is,
mm-hmm.
Okay, March, the head of the Family Research Council demanded that the National Association of Evangelicals, okay, FRC also wanted the group to, okay,
mm-hmm.
So you're telling, give me some good examples. You're using your voice to say, for example.
Okay.
Just one more time. I think you'll get it.
A growing number of... Oh, you went up on growing. Say it again.
A growing number of conservative evangelicals may agree with groups.
A growing number of conservative evangelicals may agree with groups like the Family Research Council on their opposition to abortion rights and gay rights, but they're making visible their disagreement on other issues. In March, the head of the Family Research Council demanded that the National Association of Evangelicals fire its top policy person, who helped popularize the cause of global warming with church people. The Family Research Council also wanted the group to roll back its 2-year-old anti-poverty platform. The board refused. You get the feeling that, from their point of view, the Family Research Council and its parent organization, Focus on the Family, have fallen too far into the arms of all those Beltway Republicans like Rover Norquist.
Have fallen too far.
Okay.
Have fallen too far.
You get the feeling that, from their point of view, the Family Research Council and its parent organization, Focus on the Family, have fallen too far into the arms of all those Beltway Republicans like Rover Norquist.
Perfect. Good. Okay. Give me the last one.
Mm-hmm. But McCloskey says the Family Research Council has set a firm course on changing the tax system.
McCloskey says the Family Research Council has set a firm course on changing the tax system.
Firm course. But McCloskey says the Family Research Council has set a firm course on changing the tax system. Let me do that again.
Okay, good. Perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah, give me a moment. I couldn't tell if you stumbled or not.
But McCloskey says the Family Research Council has set a firm course on changing the tax system.
Perfect. Good. Okay, sock out. And then where was most of your reporting from?
What?
New York?
Well, I did 2 interviews in D.C. and Rich Mars in New York. So,
Rich Mars in New York, and you're in New York now.
I'm in New York, and the Family Research Council is in D.C. So,
let's say New York.
Okay. For Making Contact, I'm Abby Scher, New York.
Abby Scher in New York.
Okay. Yeah, why don't they put in there?
I don't know.
Or she just assumed I would know.
Maybe. I don't know. So I do it this way, and I.
Okay. You know, I didn't do this last time. They were kind of upset. They thought I knew to do it, and I, of course, had never done anything on the radio before, so.
Exactly.
Okay. For Making Contact, I'm Abby Scher in New York.
Perfect. Good stuff. You did a great job.
Yes. I'm done.
Nice. Cool. Okay. Well, tell Jeff, are you listening? If you are, I'll shoot an email shortly, and you can just tell me when that stuff's uploaded. And I really, really appreciate it. And thanks for taking all the time.
Does he want...
And, Abby, great work. Thanks so much. That was really fun.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all your coaching.
Cool. No problem at all. And we'll get this together. And I've got your phone number if I have any questions when I'm doing the mix on it.
Yeah.
And I'll let Tina know that we're all done recording.
Okay, good.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
It's work, isn't it?